Today's devotional is based on Romans 7, verses 13 to 25, and it was written by the Reverend Trevor Jameson. Do you live your life based on the viewpoint that people are generally good or generally bad? And if you're a preacher, do you preach from the perspective that people are generally good or generally bad? I have had to rein in my tendency to regard people as good, but preach about them as bad. One sure sign that not all is well with the world, including the people in it, is the great number of situations for which there is no perfect answer or outcome. Even our best turns out bad in some ways. Industrialization brings great wealth for many, though not all, but it wrecks the planet everyone depends upon for life itself. I seek the best for my child, though I'm aware that in a situation of limited resources, my doing so means someone else's child will have to go without. Good things, such as wealth, creation, parental love, and even God's gift of the law, says Paul, can and often do become occasions for wrong, not right. Sin, it seems, is not just about you or me acting badly. It's a condition affecting individuals, human systems, and the world itself. Yet Paul doesn't write to rub our noses in the mess we make of life, individually or collectively, so that we despair. He writes to give us hope. He points us toward God, the creator of this world, as the one who saves the world. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, as followers of Jesus, we try to do the right thing for ourselves, for our nearest and dearest, and for those we hardly know. When that doesn't work out well, as often it doesn't, even if we're tempted to despair, we remain hopeful. For salvation from this less than good situation depends not on us. It comes from the God made known to us in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. God of all creation, thank you for all that's good with your world, and for making yourself known in your Son, Jesus Christ. Encourage us to walk in your ways, and rescue us on those occasions we fail to do so. For you are our hope and our salvation. Amen.